Today is episode one of a two-part story, The Pioneering Spirit of Max and Nan Zischenk. The Eastern Sierra has long been home to strong-willed women and men. Strength and perseverance may well be the common denominator of many a pioneer who found their place in life unfettered by the many challenges they faced in the Eastern Sierra. Nan Connor was born to a wealthy family in Columbus, Ohio in 1907. Her father, Wayne Connor, was the manager of the Rexall Drug Medicinal Factory. The family eventually moved to Southern California, which is where Nan met hard-working gas station attendant Max Zischenk, with whom she married in 1931. With unbridled enthusiasm and optimism, the young couple struck out to strike their fortune in the frontier town of Mammoth Lakes with only their car, Inky their dog, and $50 in cash. Nan and Max were quickly hired to work at legendary Penny's Tavern, and soon also became the winter caretakers at Tamarack Lodge. The voluminous amounts of snow quickly taught the energetic couple some lessons in winter survival. Nan and Max met neighbors Tex and Ruth Cushion. Tex was French-Canadian and was a master of making the best of living in a cold climate. Max had rigged up a simple rope tow on a nearby hillside, and Nan soon began polishing her skiing technique. The two couples became lifelong friends. With the death of her father in 1937, Nan inherited $7,000. Nan and Max purchased a 125-foot-long barrack left over from LADWP's construction of the Mono Crater Tunnel. Max sawed a 25-foot section off for his friend Tex to use as an addition to his cabin, and eventually brought the remainder of the building to property they bought in Long Valley, and thus began Long Valley Resort. When Nan and Max spent their first summer caretaking Tamarack Lodge and learning to ski, Tex had told Nan she had a natural ability and should work at developing her skiing. When they built their Long Valley Resort, they included a modest rope tow, which Nan used on an almost daily basis. About the same time, Dave McCoy had showed up on the scene, often using barrel staves to fly down the steep slopes. The winter recreation scene in Mono County was starting to take off. Keep listening to Alt 92.5 to hear episode 2 of The Pioneer Spirit of Max and Nan Zischenk.